I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. At this week's Anti-Extremism Summit in Washington, we heard a lot about the power of integration. President Obama and other speakers said making Muslims feel welcome in our society is one way that we can combat extremism. Our next story focuses on one way that the Muslim community in Marseille, France, feels left out of society there. Marseille is France's second biggest city, and it's home to the country's largest Muslim population. Yet there isn't a single proper mosque there, as Marine Olivesi reports.
It's 1:30 on a Friday, and the imam is preaching in a mix of Arabic and French. We're on the second floor of a building that's kind of sandwiched in between the seafront highway and a giant flea market. For now, this is the largest mosque in Marseille, but it's clearly not big enough. The main room is full, and the crowd is spilling over into the hallway and the staircase.
Haroun Derbal, the imam, says more than 2,000 people squeeze in here on Fridays. Some have to pray on the street, but at least we've got a good sound system, he jokes. Derbal runs the numbers and says this is a problem at mosques across the city.
On est loin, mais très loin du compte.
Up to 250,000 Muslims live in Marseille. Around 70,000 of them are practicing. But most of the so-called mosques in town are really just small apartments and cellars turned into prayer rooms. For years, the local Muslim community has been waiting for something better, une grande mosquée.
Parler, mais on voit rien. On voit rien qui arrive.
Hakim owns a cafe next to the flea market. He says he'd love to go to that grand mosque one day for Friday prayers. But over the past decade, nothing has come out of that grand plan. Nothing, he says, but words. Abderrahman Ghoul heads the organization in charge of building the grand mosque. The project, he says, has been plagued by problems. First, the extreme right National Front Party filed a lawsuit claiming the cheap rent offered by Marseille's city government violated France's law prohibiting state support of religion. And the court agreed. So rent jumped from about $350 to more than $2,000 a month. Then the National Front attacked the construction permit. By the time all the legal issues were sorted out, the most pressing problem had just grown bigger. Ghoul and his organization were $25 million short. So they went looking for cash. At first, Ghoul says, Algeria wanted in, but there were strings attached.
Et finalement, l'ambassade, il nous a parlé de l'imam.
We were expecting Algeria to write a check, he says. But instead, they started asking about the future imam and told us he'd have to be Algerian. This is pretty much standard. Foreign countries have bankrolled most of the mosques in France. Saudi Arabia paid for the one in Lyon. Morocco, the one in Saint-Étienne. That mosque even became property of the Moroccan state. Ghoul says those countries maintained a heavy hand in the mosque's internal affairs. Muslims in Marseille, he says, want something else.
On veut faire une mosquée en France et pour des citoyens de confession musulmane français.
A French mosque for French Muslims. We don't want another country to run the mosque, he says. If we were okay with that, we'd have it up and running already. Haroun Derbal, the imam of the flea market mosque, says maybe the grandiose plan for the grand mosque should be put on hold, at least for now.
If you're naked, don't ask for a ring. You have to put on clothes first and then go for the accessories. What this community needs first are decent places where they can pray. Instead of obsessing over a grand mosque that doesn't materialize, maybe we should build 4 or 5 smaller, cheaper mosques around town. And when the day comes, our community can afford to build a bigger mosque by our own means.
But Ghoul, who's been working on the grand mosque project for 2 decades, says that's not enough. Not having a centerpiece for Islam in the city, he says, breeds more resentment among Muslims here. It also paves the way for underground mosques, where self-proclaimed imams spread a radical version of Islam. As we walk away from the abandoned site, construction engines start. It's for a Catholic school that's being built on a field next door, which is set to open in 2 years. As for the Grand Mosque, Ghoul stopped predicting dates. He's been wrong too many times already. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi in Marseille.